For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team lost 4-2 last night to Minnesota Duluth, joined by one of the goal scorers for the Beavers, Eric Martin, sophomore out of Calgary, Alberta. Eric, you played 27 games last year, scored 2 goals. How much does this kind of just let you relax and play hockey a little bit? You get the first one out of the way right away.
Yeah, it was nice to get the first one early there in the first period. It was a really good pass by Samosa. You know, kind of took me a while to get my first one last year, so it was nice to get this one nice and early.
How much easier is it playing with a lead, especially against a really good team?
Yeah, a lot easier. I think kind of shot ourselves in the foot a bit in the second period there. You know, we had the lead and gave up those goals. So, but no, it's definitely way easier, especially against a team with a championship pedigree like that. I mean, can't let the foot off the gas pedal.
I thought this was a pretty typical first game of the year for both teams. There was a lot of good and there was a lot of bad, a lot of things to work on. How much can you figure some stuff out before Saturday night's game 2?
Yeah, no, definitely. I agree with you. It's first game of the year. You know, it's not going to be perfect. And I think there's a lot of things we can take that's positive from the game today. And I'm sure we'll come to the rink tomorrow, watch some video, and Tom will show us what we need to work on. And we'll be back and ready to go tomorrow night.
Your two line mates, Ross Armour, has played 93 career games. He missed a bunch of time because of injuries in his career. And then you got Ethan Samosa, two-time captain. He's now played in 134 games. How much can you lean on those two guys?
Oh, those guys are just like not only great players, great people. And, I mean, they know how to play at this level. It's not like it's their first rodeo out here. And they just work, and I just got to follow their lead. And they're great leaders, too, and they bring me along with them. And I'm just blessed to be able to play with them.
You guys made the national tournament last year. How did that change your personal expectations for this year?
I think everyone in our locker room knows that we have the potential to go back there and maybe even take it further than we did last year. So I think we just got to work every single day and have that championship pedigree that, you know, a lot of these teams have, and we just got to keep working. And I think we all know that it'll come together. You know, it's first game of the year, so I think we'll be fine. But, you know, we'll definitely be back.
The off-season workouts can be long. They can be grueling. You can often say, why am I doing all this? Getting to the national tournament is why it makes it a whole lot easier in the summer, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's days we get off the ice after practice and it's like, oh my God, back in the weight room. But, you know, we all know at the end of the day, it's just to help us get there again. And, you know, I think we all know that we all need to work, and it's not going to be easy, but we all know that.
Eric, best of luck.
Thank you very much.